It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, sports fans, welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey, Jazz, you know, they've started their game against the old Portland Trailblazers. But I want to talk about something else for just a second, Alex. I want to talk about Tom Brady again. And this is what
You're
I want
obsessed,
to say.
Obsessed, dude.
No, he said something, and I can so appreciate this.
Wow.
He just said.
Lots of love for Tom Brady tonight.
He's like, look. I've gotten over this whole motivated, you know, something to prove kind of thing. And he goes, I know I don't have that much time left, but I also know that this is the only time in my life I'll ever get the opportunity to do this, and I'm going to wear it out. And yeah. I love that, and I respect that because I get it.
Do you wear it out until you're actually bad, though? That's my question. If you're Tom Brady and you go, look, I just want to do this until somebody gives me a shot.
You know what?
Do you wear it out, quote-unquote, until you're just bad?
Absolutely.
Sam agrees with you. Sam Farnsworth kiss if I
yes.
tell him walks in.
Because you just can't. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let him drag me off the field. Let him fire me.
Yeah, I guess in his case, he can go, yeah, I did get bad at the end of my career, but I won 11 Super
yeah,
Bowls.
Yeah, does it matter,
that,
right? There's nothing Tom Brady can do that would change his legacy,
yeah.
You know?
Wow.
But at the same time.
Well, I can name a few things that could change his legacy. I mean.
Even if. I don't know. Name your quarterback. You know, any. I don't. I agree. Like
Danny White.
Sure. You know, you're not gonna.
Okay, name another one.
Okay, I'm trying to think of other.
You only have so long. And Scott, obviously, you know this. You know, you've talked about how you weren't ready to retire.
No,
if I'm wrong, but then it's over, right? So yeah, go play as long as they let you play. If you love it, you know, I get it. If you kind of run out of steam and you're not, your heart's not
or
into
physically,
it
you can't do it anymore.
Right. Yeah. But if you can do it and you still love it, who cares? Keep going.
I think it would be easier actually to have an injury that just said you can't play anymore than to just kind of have it end. Because it's like, well, maybe I could still play. And it's just, but you know, nobody likes me now.
Let me throw a number out to you. You ready for this, Scott? You're going to love this number. After no days of rest, after the back-to-backs, I mean, during the middle of a back-to-back, the Jazz are 7-0 on the second game of a back-to-back right now. They're on a 7-game win streak on the second part of a back-to-back.
Games. See, that makes me nervous.
Why does it make you nervous?
Because it just
they're
means
due.
Percentages are
oh,
different.
Oh, they're due. Okay. Yeah. So there's that. But then there's also this, because the Trailblazers are leading right now 18-16.
Oh.
By the way, Bojan Bogdanović, a couple of really bad turnovers here early. He looks really sloppy and anyway, bottom line is this. The Utah Jazz are also facing the team that scores the highest amount of points. Oh, there's Enes Kanter. The highest amount of points in the first quarter of any team in the NBA. Not only that, it's the third highest in the history of the NBA for scoring points in the first quarter. And this is a team
you're
that,
like the stat man tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm like the Greg Rubel right now of, of this show. So, Sam, you walked into the studio here. We're both pretty fixed on this Jazz game here on the TV screen. This could be an 0-3 week for the Jazz so far if they can't pull this off against the Trailblazers. I guess you should be excited because they haven't had a 3-game losing streak this year, but playing really good teams and losing to them, this is not what you wanted out of the Jazz at this point of the season.
No, of course not. But you know, So if they lose this game, this is one thing. I was having this conversation earlier. You know, I want to see how they handle adversity, right? And how they handle, you know, things not totally going their way. Do I want to see them lose this game? No. You know, of course, I would prefer the Jazz to win so that they don't have to dwell on this little two-game hiccup that they've been on. But, you know, Quinn Snyder said something earlier this season that really stuck out to me. He said, every player on this team gives every player permission to shoot the ball. So there's really no bad shots.
Yeah.
If George wants to shoot a three, great. Everyone has it. He has everyone's permission to do so. If Boyan wants to shoot, if Jordan Clarkson wants to dribble around, take it to the rack, right? Last night, there was a fast break where Jordan, there was a two-on-one fast break with Jordan and Boyan. First of all, the spacing wasn't great. They were a little too close to each other. But Jordan could have dished it to Boyan, I think, who was ahead of him. And they probably would have had 2 points. But Jordan took it in, misses a layup. And you see Boyan kind of put his arms out like, what? What happened? That is the first time all season I've seen any Jazz player in any situation, whether you think it's a good shot or a bad shot, kind of disagree, right? Boyan was the first person, at least the first time I've noticed, a player show an outward sign of a little bit of a disagreement.
Yeah, like, hey, man.
And is that because maybe there's a little bit of frustration from the Dallas loss and the way things started in that game last night? Was there a little bit of frustration? And he was visually showing it, right? So that's what I want to see, how the Jazz handle if they lose this game. Again, I would rather they win. But if they lose, is the frustration going to build up? Are the Jazz going to start to not fall apart but maybe show visual signs of frustration? Because great teams, they're going to lose games, but they stay together.
So. We were asking about attendance, by the way, and Dallin, our producer tonight, who's in for Jeremy, was kind enough to give us the number. It's still 56, about 5,600 is what they're allowing. Mm-hmm. It was 55-46 the other night against Orlando. I just, you know, on the one hand, you go, that's great, but winning these games by 40 against these Eastern Conference teams, you know, that have come in.
Right.
No one, I mean, we do care about them, but we kind of don't. I mean, the reality is we look more forward to anybody in the conference that they can beat, and this week has been a bad go at it so far. So,
see, I don't want them to. I don't care about the handling adversity.
Yeah,
I just want to watch them win. Yes. That's all I want. I just want to watch them win.
Scott doesn't care about adversity.
No, I
don't believe it.
Everyone's happy.
Ever since Scott bought into the Tom Brady method. Like, that's all he talks about on the show.
Hey, Scott's, I eat avocado toast.
Scott's eating okay? avocado toast, and his water is so alkaline right now. It's like crazy. tonight on KSL5 television, what are you guys going to do? We got the Jazz game, of course, tonight. Right. You're going to have – that's going to be like last night, though, and going to be like right toward the end of the game and right when the news is ending.
Yeah, it'll be close.
Perfect timing
for you. It'll be close. Yeah, I mean, I was walking out on set Donovan hits a three-pointer as I'm walking on set to go to overtime, right?
Here.
That was great. Producer Matt Glade was able to flip that highlight around, nice. So we still had it on the show. That was awesome. So, yeah, we'll have Jazz highlights tonight, of course. The Suns are playing the Clippers. We're keeping a close eye on
that's
that
a big one
as well. The Masters started today. I don't know
Did
if
it?
You guys have talked
no,
about that much.
Not at all. Wow. Actually, sorry. Two-thirds of the show has been dedicated to it. Sorry, that's
so,
what I forgot.
Tony Finau has been struggling, but there was –
Everybody's been struggling.
Hey, I got a question for you, Sam.
Yeah.
Would you rather win the Masters or the Super Bowl?
Gosh, that's a good one.
Boy,
you actually made me think about it.
It's not that close. It's not that.
There's the
really
history.
There's
the history at the Masters, but I guess for me, I've always been a team sport kind of guy, so I think Super Bowl would be great.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sam. There aren't wrong answers.
That was
on the
wrong
show,
answer.
But that was the wrong answer.
Well, let me tell you this: Did you guys see what Rory McIlroy did today?
He hit his own dad with the golf course. Yeah.
That's
coming up in
just
a little
bit. That's a good highlight. We're showing that tonight.
Well,
you're so bad,
it?
Rory, you couldn't hit your dad
they asked
fairway.
Him, they asked him afterwards. They're like, did you know that was your dad? And when did you know that was your dad? He's like, as soon as I aimed for him.
Right.
That was his answer. As soon as I aimed for him.
That's what I would have said,
about
too.
About 30 seconds before that ball
But I'm
hit
telling
him.
You, I would have if I was Rory's dad and he goes left and I'm standing in that left gallery – I'm going to headbutt that thing into the, I'm going to give it a nice kick into the fairway.
Instead of four, it was
if a dad.
Yeah.
That's called a shoe wedge.
Well, that's what
way.
I was going to say.
If, shoe wedge.
If one of the members of the gallery kicks it onto the Scott, this is a good question. If somebody kicks it onto the green for you, I mean not on the green but onto the fairway for you, then what? Is
it's
there a stroke?
It's where it ends up.
Yes. That's what I'm
there's
saying.
No stroke penalty. You know,
I'd have my entire family lining every golf course I ever played.
I know.
That ricochet off his leg, I think, was favorable. Well, yeah, I think it did provide him a little bit more of a favorable
dad, 14 situation. Stitches, but son wins the Masters. So
said,
there you go.
You know how they sign gloves or a golf ball and give it to the fan that they accidentally hit?
Yeah.
They asked him about that. He's like, maybe I'll sign a frozen bag of peas so he can ice his leg.
I'm trying to think what you would give your dad after hitting him with a golf ball at the Masters. Yeah.
Like, thanks for everything, Dad.
Yeah. What's weird is they haven't spoken in years. That was their first encounter together. That was the weirdest thing. All right, we're going to take the break here. You can join Sam and the folks at KSL5 Television tonight at 10 o'clock. You can see Sports Beat after the main part of the news, and hopefully by then the Jazz have already won this game with George Niang at the line here, and he hits his second free throw, and now it's 23-22. The Jazz trail with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Taking the break here. More to go right here. NFL Roundup is next. And then we've got our two-minute drill. Stay right here with us on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.